o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Well, we have a show tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Well, two of us do. And Jesse's off tomorrow.
I am not off tomorrow. I'll have a
few. Why are we doing the weekend preview today?
Because we're going to be taking calls tomorrow, one way or the other. You know how this works. Days after games, we open up the phones.
Then Monday, we're not taking calls? Is that how that works?
Well, we're not going to wait till Monday to react to tonight's game. That's silly. We're going to have some other plans on Monday.
Okay. Well, then it's time now.
I'm working on a certain Brewers guest who was scheduled to join us until Micah Parsons got traded. I'm thinking that person may
Christian
be able to.
Christian Yelich?
I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Hey, Elijah, I got some big Brewers news that I'll announce to you guys on Monday, too.
What?
Yeah, big Brewers news.
Well, there we go. That's what we're doing Monday. There you go. We're good.
I was under the impression that was not being announced, other than us celebrating Robin Yount's 70th birthday on Tuesday, which we look forward to as well.
Is Robin Yount's birthday Tuesday?
It is Tuesday, September 16th.
The big 7-0?
Born in 1955.
Wow.
I'm
not going to tell you. There might be somebody else's birthday coming up from our house. I won't say who because I keep that stuff tight. But it's not
Sarah's because we always know her birthday.
Yeah, hers is very clear. We know it's not yours.
That's fair.
Narrows it down.
You can deductively reason some things out.
Tito, the family dog. All right. Well, I guess we're doing the weekend preview on a Thursday anyway.
Good name for the family dog. That is a
good
name.
It would actually be a great name.
Yeah, it would.
That's a great name.
The weekend preview on a Thursday, since we'll be spending tomorrow's show reacting to the Packers-Commanders game tonight.
If they win handily, we're gonna say we would have had plenty of time for the weekend preview, right? Like, if they are pretty dominant, it the calls kind of peter out.
No. If they're dominant, we're talking Super Bowl tomorrow. If they win like 34-7 tonight, we're talking Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't expect that, but we'll see. All right, go ahead. Weekend preview on a Thursday.
Five games on the docket this weekend. Pick one or two or three or four, however many you want to address and say you think it will be compelling to watch, based on how this went last week. All on.
You don't even have the Steelers on the list.
Well, they're not on TV locally this week. Bears Lions, your noon Sunday game on Fox. Bears Lions. Chris Canty, I believe, said, "Are there two teams that need a win more than both of those teams after their Week One performances?"
The Bears don't need a win. The Bears aren't going anywhere. They know they're not going anywhere. Lions need a win.
Next up, then, the Buffalo Bills visiting the New York Jets. Noon on Sunday on CBS. That's your noon Sunday game.
About that? Why does anyone here care about that game?
That's the game that's on television. That's the point of the weekend preview.
I'm asking. What
Josh Allen is fun
care?
To watch. You watch the Bills on
what,
Sunday
Alan
last
Lazard's
week.
What, because Alan Lazard's there? Is that the Lazard game?
No, the Bills are good. Michelle Smallman picked the Bills to play the Packers in the Super Bowl. Like, the Bills are a team to keep an eye on.
I'm not sure Tosh understands the weekend preview.
It's just
I understand.
It's on television. I don't know. Like,
why am I watching? It's on TV.
There you go.
They could have given us Browns-Ravens. They didn't. They're giving us Bills-Jets.
I'd be more interested in that. The Browns play Green Bay next week. I'd be more interested
in
that.
To be honest, I'm kind of surprised. Bills-Jets is the game Nance and Romo are doing. That's the big game nationally, apparently, this week for CBS. Noon Sunday.
Yuck.
Everybody in the country gets to watch Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl rematch. 3:25, big game Burkhart and Brady on the call on Fox. That's on Sunday at 3:25. Your Sunday night football game. Michael Penix and the Atlanta Falcons visiting the Minnesota Vikings. Maybe they'll leave Kirk Cousins there as they leave.
Good one.
Thank you. And then a Monday night doubleheader on ESPN. Ooh. 6 p.m. early kickoff Monday, Buccaneers-Texans. 9 p.m. Chargers-Raiders on ESPN. The first game is on ABC. So, Tausch, those are the games that are on television this weekend around the NFL. Which game do you think would be most interesting to watch?
Well, I mean, who's not taking Chiefs-Eagles here? Who's not going to take that as the game to watch? I don't even think there's anything else remotely close from an interest standpoint for, you know, you can say Packer fans, you can say, I don't think, I mean, the Bears-Lions game is going to be intriguing because if Detroit looks like they did last week, all of a sudden they're going to be, I mean, it's going to get goofy up there in Motor City. If Chicago goes in there and beats them, things are going to get goofy. So I understand you'd be intrigued by that, but for me, this is a no-brainer. Chiefs-Eagles, I think, with Burkhart and Brady and that crew, that's the game that I would be watching.
Yeah, feels like a no-brainer to me as well. It's the Super Bowl rematch, and kudos to the folks at Fox who kept that game as opposed to having it be cherry-picked for a prime-time tilt. I understand the Vikings went 14-3. I am not poo-pooing Kevin O'Connell, who I hold in extremely high regard. I don't hold the same level of regard for J.J. McCarthy, but I am open to being wrong about him. My question for you is, why is that the primetime game against the Falcons? Two young quarterbacks? That's the appeal?
Theoretically, it could have been Kirk Cousins visiting the Minnesota Vikings when they planned it. I don't know if they...
Well, Penix
Penix was going to be the guy.
Maybe they were listening.
Jason, there's only so many games, and you get to protect games. I'm sure Fox protected the Chiefs game.
Packers-Commanders was taken. The Bills-Jets, they weren't going to do. They just did the Bills last week.
Seems like Bills-Jets is a big game.
Seahawks at Steelers is a noon kickoff that we do not have locally televised this week, but that one might have been interesting.
Hunter Vaughn, who does a great job when called out of the bullpen on a moment's notice, which... between him and Riley happens fairly frequently.
I heard everything went haywire yesterday. I don't know what you guys heard.
It wasn't his fault. I'd like to blame my internet provider for one. It's a national championship rematch from Washington, Michigan with those two quarterbacks.
So, oh.
I guess that's appealing.
Yeah, that might as well have been 50 years ago.
I agree. Totally agree.
Different quarterback, different scout that Michigan had that was helping. Like, it's just a whole different thing.
The stallion. All right, that is the weekend preview on a Thursday, which turned out to be a bit of a dud given the options that we had as well.
I actually thought, Jesse, I thought that was really interesting. I did.
Well, thanks, Tausch.
Yeah, good job.
Georgia-Tennessee, 2:30 on ABC.
Yeah, no college games on the list.
A lot of SEC heavy this weekend.
No, you can tell Jesse is a little, I think he's still a little under the weather. He just looked at the NFL schedule and threw them.
No,
It was really good.
Yeah, there
was really good.
Wisconsin,
there wasn't like a good high school game or bowling. He didn't throw anything fun at us. Let me just read the NFL schedule. Let's change it to Jesse reads the NFL schedule for the weekend.
You just praised him. Were you being facetious?
Maybe.
Brewers Cardinals national TV Saturday night on Fox 7:15. That game starts an hour later than originally scheduled for those who are attending or listening on the Brewers radio network. Be mindful of that.
Okay.
Florida LSU. Florida trying to bounce back after a loss to South Florida. We got 18th ranked USF at 5th ranked Miami. 3:30 Saturday afternoon on the CW. One of the best games of the weekend.
Right after Gilmore Girls.
I think, yeah, they could reruns of Smallville or something, and then a top 25 college football game.
Smallville, which Tausch is totally into now because he loves the Superman series. He's also watching Lois and Clark when he gets the opportunity.
I'm hoping that Superman movie's available on our flight to Bama. I will watch it, and I'll give you a review. And maybe Hunter will be right. Maybe I'll have to eat crow. I'll have to eat crow.
Or kryptonite. All right, our headlines, presented by Kohler Services today, are next. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
When you tell me I'm a wreck, you say that I'm a mess. How could you expect anything less?
Time now for headlines.
We buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I buried the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
It is time for headlines with the Academy. I don't know if they're boycotting. I don't know if they're just helping Tausch behind the scenes with some clever phrases that he wouldn't come up with on his own. Whatever the case may be, Tausch, you go first.
Okay, remind me again, Jason. Who was, I just want to set this up. Who was the coach? You remember when you were down at the owners' meetings and somebody didn't wash their hands?
Dan Quinn.
Oh, it was. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Dan Quinn. All right, and we're off. This Packer defense is quite scary with Parsons and Cooper and Gary. Love and Golden spread joy through the stands while Dan Quinn holds his head in his unwashed hands.
There's no way
the NFC teams are now wary. Packers 31, Commanders 13.
Patrick do that one?
No, he did not.
What happened with the, was it the lyrics or the delivery at the end?
Commanders 13.
Wary,
well, what rhymes with hands?
Wary and 13 Nance? Does not go together. No, you had the Gary, like the stuff at the beginning was good, and then you had to do the hand, that was good.
It was good.
And then the wary, and then it didn't rhyme.
All right, you tell me, Jesse, how I could go from unwashed hands to some score with the Commanders that would
make
sense.
Just two more lines that would have rhymed would have made, so like, Packers.
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Packers,
hey,
score.
You want to critique my headline? Great.
Packers.
Go ahead.
Packers score points aplenty. They win 31-20.
Yeah, there you go.
That would have been better.
That helped you out there. All right, Jesse, your turn.
We were listing off some shows on Amazon Prime earlier in the program.
This is going to be a reach.
Perhaps their number one show being streamed, and it just came out with a new season a month ago.
Hunting Wives.
No, very popular with the young ladies, especially. The Summer I Turned Pretty. So my headline this week.
The girls watch that. Yeah.
It's an Amazon Prime one.
Yep.
The Fall.
What's it about?
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
I don't watch it.
I'm not a young lady. I don't watch it. I don't know. I know there's a love triangle. I know that's a thing.
Pesky.
Point being, my headline this week, The Fall I Turned Into a Super Bowl Contender.
Oh.
The Marvelous Mr. Micah and the boys on defense reacher a new level in Packers 24-10 win over the Commanders.
Ooh, I liked what you did there. Micah instead of Miss Maisel,
yep,
right?
Yep, Marvelous Miss Maisel is on Prime. We mentioned The Boys and Reacher earlier.
Did you do this during a commercial break, or did you have this prepped
important.
Already?
It's not important when I did it. It was done by the time the segment started, and that's what matters.
I was just going to say...
Could have this done weeks ago.
No. That was not a critique. I bring it up because if you had that prepared and then Tausch went off on that rant about how there's no good shows and you had that ready, that would have been amazing. But instead you took the cue from Tausch saying that.
I was already workshopping it, and then looking up the list of shows did help. So, yeah, the team effort there.
Well, you did a great job. All right. Jesse's got a little bed music for me here. I want to be clear once again because I don't like being first of all, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm a big feel-your-feelings guy. And I am very appreciative of the Tauscher brothers' contributions to headlines over the last 2+ years and continuing today, because clearly Tausch didn't write that. And I feel like they think that I have been unfairly critical of them. The movies just didn't work on an audio platform. That's all. Not unappreciative of your work. You were great. You guys are clever and creative. So in your honor, I have chosen to use music without singing, because that's not my milieu. But I'm going to use the Alan Parsons Project for my headline. Let's be serious here. Spare me your psychobabble. The eye in the sky don't lie. And the Micah Parsons Project changes the games people play against the Packers. If you're an offensive lineman facing him, I wouldn't want to be like you, because you're the shadow of a lonely man and your days are numbered. Packers 23, Commanders 20. I don't know if there's many Alan Parsons fans still left, but I do enjoy their music. Sirius is the one that is the intro to the Bulls, not in the 90s.
Is that the skipper? Wasn't that the skipper in Gilligan's Island?
No, I believe that's Alan Hale.
Alan Hale. Okay. All right. I didn't know who Alan Parsons was.
They also have a song called Mamma Gamma, but I didn't know how to fit that in there. Sorry.
Oh.
Well, you could have just tried to rhyme it like Tosh did.
Well, that did seem to work for
well. We did really well for most of it. The Dan Quinn unwashed hands.
That was good. That was very good.
It was great. So who came up with that?
No, it's we just figured a way out. We figured it out.
Just like they do at Kohler Services with your bathroom.
Yep, and if you need a new bath or shower remodel, we have the team for you. That's Kohler Services this month only. $1,000 off your Lugstone shower remodel and zero interest financing for 12 months. And my old pal Chris from Oostburg, one of their skilled installers, who demos your existing bath or shower, removes it. We lived it. We saw it. And then they dispose it before they install your brand new dream shower. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com. Request your free quote. Fast professional installation always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
In beautiful Fort Atkinson. Woe Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Hold on, I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone. I don't want to move on. I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone for good. You're slipping through my fingertips a little bit.
Jesse, I thought Hunter was great filling in on short notice. But I'm not sure how Woe Hunter went. I didn't get any Gerald Ford at all.
Really?
Got a little bit of Cowboys. But his staples, we didn't get a lot of it. I'm curious what you consider your staples and whether those will be included in Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Siraco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Big day today at the Nelson House. This is the first Thursday night football game that we aren't going to at Lambeau Field or working during. I had to work during the Lions game. We had a volleyball NCAA tournament match last year that we actually get to have people over and have a Thursday night football Packers party at our place, since the infamous mustard mac and cheese Instapot known as Musty Mac made its debut when the Packers and Rasul Douglas defeated the Arizona Cardinals a few years back. So we're going with a Chinese food family-style buffet tonight.
With Musty Mac.
No Musty Mac included. For a Packer game, is that a weird game day spread to have? Like, just a kind of a family style. You get the rice, the chicken, the noodle, all the stuff, and just kind of throw it out. Everybody gets to make their own plate throughout the game. Yeah, we'll get just a plethora of stuff and bring it home. Get some takeout, probably.
So do you still have Musty Mac or not?
No. No Musty Mac on the menu tonight.
That's going to be a disappointment for your guests.
But it doesn't go with egg rolls.
Does football go with egg rolls necessarily?
That's what I'm kind of asking.
Wait, before I go any further, whose idea was the Chinese buffet?
We've done it before as a group, and there's going to be like four or six of us there tonight. I forget how many.
Was it your idea or Becca's?
So this all started, I think it was kind of my idea, but it became...
Okay, then it's a terrible idea.
Because it started with my friend in college. Every time the Bears, he was a big Bears fan, and every time the Bears played a primetime game, he would order Chinese takeout. And he would sit in his
TV highlight of his night
in his room and watch the Bears.
Just the guy that makes you drive to pick up his dog and drive.
No, that's a different guy. It's a different guy. Yeah. So Chinese food is a game day spread, fair or foul?
Not my jam, but I think anything that brings your friends, family together to enjoy watching something, great. Go ahead. It's probably from a genre standpoint, probably my least favorite.
Wow.
Didn't see
so
that.
So I'm
coming
out on it. But I'm not invited over to your house anyways. Obviously, Becca's given me a ban for opening the fridge to show all that great Jones Dairy meat that you stole from me during Christmas and took home to yourself when it was supposed to go. So I'm not mad about that. But since it's Chinese food, I would say what's odd about that, obviously, you know I love Japanese food. We were over there. I love Thai food. I would say if I'm power ranking, Chinese is going to be pretty low on my list.
I actually like Americanized Chinese food, like P.F. Chang's.
What does that mean? What does that
it's
mean?
Not as, it's
lettuce
it's
wraps?
Not as... It's not
is that
as,
a lettuce wrap?
Yeah.
On a
for
bun?
Instance,
supersized.
No. I like the lettuce wraps there. I love their Mongolian beef. It's my favorite. They have some ice cream on the menu, I think, so I'm okay there. I've never had... Never mind. I'm not going to go down this road. They're not a partner either.
There's a certain bear you like express,
yes,
don't you?
I've never been there. Is their food good? Is that where you're getting it from, or are you making it yourself?
Us?
Yeah, you.
No, we are not going to the Express location. I don't think we have one of those around
the
here.
The Bear Express.
No, none of those near us here.
If you don't like egg rolls, Jesse, can you like your thing tonight?
Oh, good question.
If you don't like egg rolls, that's the perk of doing it family style. Like, there's some stuff we're going to get that I don't necessarily like that's got, like, some curry on it and whatnot. So I'm just not going to take that. That's the perk of doing it family style.
I have to interrupt. I've gotten some disturbing news on the private talk and text line. You would think a tier one friend would be invited to this Chinese buffet.
Yeah, sure. No, I'm sure Tyler's bringing Bubbler and everything over, right?
For Packers Commanders. But sources close to the program tell me that tier one Tyler was uninvited. Did not get an invite.
Uninvited.
Not uninvited.
Oh, wow.
He was left uninvited. He was not invited. He was not
uninvited means.
No, disinvited is when you revoke the invitation.
No, uninvited. Isn't uninvited
an
mean
uninvited
you were invited
guest,
and then you und it?
An uninvited guest shows up. They weren't invited. Uninvited, disinvited. He did not have his invitation yanked. He was not invited in the first place.
True.
Why?
What happened, Jesse?
Did you guys have a falling out?
No, I made an assumption. Uh-oh. I made an assumption that a father of two on a school night wouldn't be interested in a Packer party with a little game
day
spread.
Are these kids school age already?
No.
Okay.
But it is a school night.
Huh. wonder why Jesse is. Why is Tyler?
Why would you not extend the invite and then have him say, no, I can't go?
Well, because I don't want him to feel bad that he's missing out on it if he can't
come. Don't you think he feels worse that you didn't invite him?
No.
Yeah, I think he would.
I'm here to tell you, he definitely feels worse, according to sources.
Whoa, Nelly!
I can tell you this, my game day's better with Pepsi than it is with Tier 1 Tyler. Love Pepsi. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Some good stuff on game day. I'm going to have that tonight. School night.
Yeah. Okay.
IPT question for you, in addition to what we've already covered here. With my sick day yesterday, a little bit of what I did, I was looking at my calendar upcoming for the next...
Tyler.
Now, for the next 6 to 8 weeks, I was kind of setting my calendar for some stuff coming up.
Do you have the same calendar as the Tauschers?
I do not. Is it IPT to put dates for potential Brewers playoff games on the calendar without knowing, obviously, how far they'll get or whatever, but... Let's say, hypothetically, through the NLCS, we have that marked off on the calendar just in case they're going to be playing those days so we know as we make other plans. Is that IPT?
No, matter of fact, can you send that over to me? We already know when the NLDS and NLCS games will
be. Yeah, dates are all set, yeah.
Oh, yeah, send that over to me. No, that's not IPT. Like, I think for most of us, I will feel really if I can make now the NLDS, I'll be a little bit like, okay, let's see how it goes. If it's because we're all busy, NLCS, if there's not something like written in the calendar already and I'm free, I'm going. World Series, everything's on the table. That's how I'm looking at this from a Brewer fan standpoint. So I want the dates.
So you don't think it's a jinxy or whatever?
Not even a little.
There's no such thing as jinxes.
No, there is. Not in this case.
I've heard otherwise on this show.
You're the reverse jinx. Manager. Yeah, no, you should definitely. But you have to plan your life, man. Come on.
Yeah, I don't want to accidentally commit to something. Oh, no, it's game two of the NLDS. Brewers-Cubs at American Family Field. Like, I don't want to miss that. I don't want to have... something else.
This is where Jason not being a fan is going to be like the fact that Brewers could be in the World Series and he's not going to go because he's not a fan would be shocking. But.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would go to a World Series game. No.
No, I know you wouldn't. Yeah, it's fine.
By the way, Brewers were swept for the first time.
It wasn't good.
For the second time this year, the Brewers were swept. Do either of you remember the first time the Brewers were swept this
Oakland
year?
Oakland Athletics.
Nope.
No, didn't it just happen like a week ago?
No.
No. May. Happened in May.
No.
April. Yankees. Opening season.
Yep.
The torpedo bats.
Torpedo
bats. Physics bats. Kid, yeah.
How long ago does that feel like? The first series
Not
of the year was the last weekend in March, and that's the last time the Brewers were swept until yesterday by the Texas Rangers, who are red hot. No concern. No concern. I'm not.
No.
Still 5.5 up on the Cubs.
Told you, Shaq. When Shaq shows up to DJ down at Amp
when
Field,
he's not.
He postponed.
After that, that's when we start planning.
Unforeseen circumstances. He's not there.
After Robin Yount's birthday, I guess instead. All right. That is Woe Nelly. Tier 1 Tyler still eagerly. Can you late invite him? Or is it now you've been shamed publicly, and it wouldn't mean anything?
So we could do that, but what's he going to think now? Oh, yeah, sure, you can come over. Like, it's not going to be a genuine invite. And he's going to say, no, it's a school night. He can't leave the kids at home on a school night like that.
Okay, all right. I'm not here to judge your relationship. What I am here to judge is great.
It's not a school night. It's not a school night if your kids aren't in school.
There you have it.
It's just a night.
We say it's a school night all the time. When you have to go to work the next day, you say, I can't go out on a school
night. Well, that doesn't
appear
to bother you at all. You missed work yesterday
because
you went out on a school night.
That's like, yeah, exactly. You get it.
I'm glad we covered that ground. Just like Associated Bank covers everything you want in a bank. They've got the best customer service in the industry, and they've got the awards. to prove it. Go to AssociatedBank.com, find out more about early pay, which gives you access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early. Credit monitoring, which makes sure that your credit is where you need it to make that big purchase. And, of course, fraud protection. I experienced that. Somebody got my information, tried to drain my Associated Bank accounts, and they were right on top of it because that's what they do. They take care of their customers. And, of course, there's always Packers checking, Badgers checking, and Brewers checking as well. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. We wrap up the game day edition of Wilde and Tausch and get ready for Commanders-Packers tonight. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
So, Tausch, I wanted to circle back because it was a kind of a, there was a lot going on today. Complex program today. Thanks to Rob Domofsky. Thanks to the unsportsmanlike crew. But the question I asked Canty, and yes, it is the game day preview story at channel3000.com, of course, was Jeff Hafley talking about watching the film and using the pause button and seeing all 11 guys rallying to the ball. And we talked about it earlier in the week after he said it on Tuesday. But I really thought this was, well, I thought two things. One, God, this guy talks like a head coach. He ain't long for this job. If this defense is as good as we think it is, he's going to be a head coach in the next hiring cycle.
You felt that last year, though, too.
I did, and
You've
he got interviews.
You've had a crush on him for a while.
I do. I like him a lot. And I'm still waiting for my Boston College hoodie that he says he has in his office. But more significantly, he said, and the phrase that stood out to me when he was talking about this was, one, it shows they're bought in. Two, it shows they love each other because they're playing hard for each other and they're giving everything they have to each other. That's one of the greatest things as a coach. You played on 11 Packers teams. Did you ever have teams where you questioned that? And if so, how important is that to have compared to how problematic it can be if you don't feel like you're on a team where the guys actually love each other? Because when I see you with your old teammates, it's obvious that you did.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever a team that you would say that you didn't all have goals that you wanted to reach. The question would be is how tight was the bond? And you heard Rodgers a few years ago say you need something to galvanize. You want to have things that bring you together. Mm-hmm. I think Micah Parsons coming into town brought this team together. It's earlier than usual, but that's what that trade did. Now, are there going to be some blips and some yes, there will be. That's the beauty of an NFL season is unless you're the Patriots and the Dolphins from 72, there are going to be some blips. But you're looking for trust and then that love or that I will do whatever it takes for my team to be successful. That's the bonds that you're looking for. And it's way too early for me to make a statement like that. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that I feel really good about where they're at. But you have to see how they weather those tough storms because it is – the NFL locker room is a great place, but what makes it great is when you have all these cats, you know, throwing stuff at you from the outside and things aren't great, and you get a good look at who sticks with you when you need it. Everybody loves everybody this week. Oh, God, we're the best thing since sliced bread. It is the best. Well, let's say Jaden Daniels goes and throws up a 30-burger tonight, and all of this criticism levied by you and Domofsky and everybody else. Let's see how that looks next week, because it's real easy from the top.
From the cheap seats, AJ.
It ain't that easy on the bottom. So let's just give that a beat. I'm not into, oh, we love each other, all this other stuff. Yeah, everybody loves everybody when you're on a vacation to Bali It's how are you when you got to take the garbage out? You got to do all this other cars, tire blows, and everything else. That's when you find out. So right now, we just got back from a great vacation. Now let's see
Bali?
When and if there's some tough things that have to that you have to operate.
What made you go Bali there, by the way?
I think it's a great vacation spot. I have not.
Have you been there?
I've heard that it's really nice.
Looks nice.
I just said I haven't. Just told you I haven't been there.
Okay. Will they still be loving each other after tonight? Yes or no?
Yes.
You expect a victory for the local club.
I expect another prime defensive performance. I think the offense, I think you're going to see a couple turnovers tonight from the offense, and it'll keep it tight a little bit early. But I think the defense will stifle and really elevate itself, and you're going to have more pats on the back and attaboys after tonight. I'm guessing a Green Bay game night tonight. I'm guessing that'll be the lead story.
I will be there. I'm on at 5 o'clock on Green Bay game night. Jesse, what's next across ESPN Wisconsin before we go?
Rich Eisen Show coming up next on the radio. Jim, Matt, and Molly streaming on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel from noon to 2 today because they're getting bumped for Green Bay game day this afternoon. So an early edition on YouTube of Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Don't want to miss that. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.